今天再次在这里和弟兄姊妹们有交通。
Praise the Lord that today once again I could have fellowship with you all.
回想这个交通应该是在年初的时候来进行的。
As I recall that this fellowship should have been held in the very beginning of this year.
但不知道是我自己个人的愚昧还是主自己的管理。
I don't know. Is it because my own foolishness or is it because our Lord's sovereignty ruling it all? So this fellowship has been delayed until now.
但是感谢主。
But thank our Lord.
是他自己要做的工，我们衷心在他面前一同去接过来。
It is He who will perform His own work. What we have to do is simply receive it from His hand.
我们是在感谢神。
We really thank our God.
虽然过去呢，大半年的时间是很不容易走过。
Although for the past year, for more than half of it, it's a very difficult path for me.
但是日子越难过呢，那是经历主日的时代就更清楚。
But as the days become even more difficult, the experience in the Lord has become more vivid. Because all my difficulties are in my physical body.
但是灵里边呢，确实很轻松。
But in my spirit, I feel very relaxed.
所以像我几次进医院的时候，都听到人家说。
So even though I've been to the hospital for several times and I heard other people say,
你来医院干什么?
And they say, wow, you being like this, why did you bother to come to the hospital?
你都不像个病人吗?
They say, I really don't look like a patient.
才感谢我们的神。
But I really thank our God.
我们要走的路都是他在那里管理是吧。
He has been ruling all the paths we will need to tread on.
不管我们自己个人的感觉是怎么样。
Regardless of our personal feelings.
但是他要做的能做成在我们的身上，那就是一件非常美的事。
It's a wonderful thing because whatever our God wants to do, that will be done.
所以在没有交通以前，我特别要谢谢弟兄姊妹们在主爱里边的那些纪念和服侍。
So before our fellowship, I would like especially thank you for all your remembering all your intercessory prayer in the Lord.
特别是就是年初我到这里的时候，一来就进了医院，然后第二天就回加州，啊，这个经历我对我来说是很深刻，很深刻。
I'm talking about my experience in the very beginning of the year when I came here, and then the next day, and then right away I was sent to the hospital, and then the next day I went back to California. This whole experience is really poignant.
但是弟兄姊妹们的那个陪伴呢，真的叫我心里面是非常非常的感谢神。
But I'm so touched by all the brothers accompanying all that time, and for this I really thank our God.
所以在这次交通以前，我要先谢谢弟兄姊妹们在主里边所摆上的。
So before we start this fellowship, I really want to thank you all for all the care and efforts you have been placed upon me in the Lord.
感谢主，那些话说完了，我们就回到主的话来了。
Now praise the Lord. After I'm done with all these things, let's come back to the Lord's word.
我们一回到主的话里边来的时候。
The very minute when we come back to the Lord's word.
我们是在需要主给我们更多的怜悯、扶持和恩待。
We really need Him to shower us with all His mercy, His upholding, and His grace.
特别是这一次，我和弟兄姊妹的交通呢，那个主要的那个依据是在旧约，圣殿的这一个范围里。
The very thing of this fellowship is based upon the scripture in Old Testament about the Holy Temple, Tabernacle.
因为平常我们一般读圣经的时候，读到这个部分的时候，总是觉得有点苦恼。
Usually, as we study the Bible, when we come to this portion, we always feel this is a very difficult one.
因为它文字就是很枯燥。
because the words themselves seem to be very boring.
内容又是好像很干。
And the very content seems to be very dry.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
如果我们能越过这些表面的现象。
But if we're able to bypass all these,
能进到主说话的目的里。
And then enter into the very purpose of our Lord's word.
那是丰富。
Actually, the whole thing is so rich.
又是叫我们感觉得到我们的神挂着我们的心是何等的重。
It actually shows us how heavy our God's heart is for all of us.
他要把我们这些在他面前走失的人带回他起初的那个安排。
Because he wants to lead all of us who have been lost back to his original purpose.
我们先来读一点的经文。
Shall we now read some passages first?
请弟兄姊妹们先翻到这个出埃及记二十五章。
Let's now first turn to Exodus chapter 25.
我们先来看一看第十八节吧。
Let's first read verse 18. Excuse me, we should start from verse 1.
耶和华晓谕摩西说，你告诉以色列人，常为我送礼物来，凡甘心乐意的，你们就可以收下归我。所要收的礼物，就是金银铜蓝色紫色朱红色线细麻山羊毛染红的公羊皮海狗皮皂荚木点灯的油并做膏油和香的香料红玛瑙与别样的宝石可以镶嵌在以弗德和胸牌上又当为我造圣所使我可以住在他们中间制造帐幕和其中一切的器具都要照我所指示你的样式。
Exodus 25, verse 1. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the children of Israel that they bring me an offering. From everyone who gives it willingly with his heart, you shall take my offering. And this is the offering which you shall take from them, gold, silver, and bronze, blue, purple, and scarlet thread, fine linen, and goat's hair, ram skins dyed red, badger skins, and acacia wood, oil for the light, and spices for the anointing oil, and for the sweet incense, onyx stones and stones to be set in the ephod and in the breastplate, and let them make me a sanctuary, that I may dwell among them, according to all that I show you, that is the pattern of the tabernacle and the pattern of all its furnishings,Just so you shall make it.
然后请弟兄姊妹们看约翰福音第四章。
First John chapter 4.
我们从第
Excuse me, the gospel according to John.
是啊，我们从第从十九节开始啊
，verse 19，
要少读一点了，就本来要多读一点，恐怕时间不够了。我们妇人说我没有丈夫，耶稣说，你说没有丈夫是不错的，你已经有五个丈夫，你现在有的并不是你的丈夫，你这话是真的。妇人说，先生，我看出你是先知，我们的祖宗从在这山上礼拜。你们倒说应当礼拜的地方是在耶路撒冷。耶稣说，妇人，你当信我，时候将到，你们拜父也不在这山上，也不在耶路撒冷。你们所拜的你们不知道，我们所拜的我们知道，因为救恩是从犹太人出来的，时候将到，如今就是了。那真正拜父的要用心灵和诚实拜他，因为父要这样的人拜他。 神是个灵，所以拜他的必须用心灵和诚实拜他。
Because of time restraint, we just read from verse 17. The woman answered and said, I have no husband. And Jesus said to her, You have well said, I have no husband, for you have had five husbands, and the one whom you now have is not your husband. In that you spoke truly. The woman said to him, Sir, I perceive that you're a prophet. Our fathers worshipped on this mountain.And you Jews say that in Jerusalem is the place where one ought to worship. Jesus said to her, Woman, believe me, the hour is coming when you will neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem worship the Father. You worship what you do not know. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour is coming, and now is, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth, for the Father is seeking such to worship him.God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth.
末了我们看看启示录二十一章。
In the end, we'll read Revelation chapter
21. 二十二节。
Verse 22.
我未见城内有殿，因主神全能者和羔羊为城的殿。那城内又有不用日月光照，因有神的荣耀光照，又有羔羊为城的灯。列国要在城的光里行走，地上的君王必将自己的荣耀归于那城。城门白昼总不关闭，在那里原没有黑夜。人必将列国的荣耀尊贵归于那城。
Revelation chapter 21, verse 22. But I saw no temple in it, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are its temple. The city had no need of sun or of the moon to shine in it, for the glory of God illuminated it. The Lamb is its light. And the nations of those who are saved shall walk in its light, and the kings of the earth bring their glory and honor into it. Its gate shall not be shut at all by day.There shall be no night there, and they shall bring the glory and the honor of the nations into it.
我们感谢神。
We thank our God.
从我们刚才所读过那些经文。
From all the verses we just read.
弟兄姊妹们，你已经感觉得到了。哎呦，要是读旧约里边的东西啊，真的是苦闷。
Brother and sister, you probably have sensed that it's so boring. When you come to read the Old Testament.
究竟那些话语是？神要向我们说什么呢
？Exactly, what is God trying to say to us with all these words?
我们仰望主，借着圣灵的帮助，给我们一点一点的能进去，进到父的心里。
We simply look on to the Holy Spirit with His help, bit by bit, we will go into the very heart of our God.
这次我跟弟兄姊妹们所交通的话语是围绕着。从圣殿的整个的安排来看到我们在神面前怎么去服侍神。
All the fellowship I will be sharing with you is centered upon how all the furnishings in the sanctuary being arranged.
但是弟兄姊妹你都很清楚能了解一说到在神面前的服侍的话那和我们的生命的成长是有非常密切的关系。
Brother and sister, you all know the moment we talk about the service before the Lord, it is so closely related to the growth of our life.
所以我们一面是看好像服侍的那一个层面，但事实上我们是从生命的学习和操练的里边去注意这一个点。
On the surface that we are concentrating on the ministry, the service to the Lord, but actually we are viewing in the light of the very exercise and growth of our life.
我们有四次的聚会。
We have four sessions.
那么四次的聚会里头，我心思里头的那一个安排是今天晚上是要和弟兄姊妹们特别留意神整个的那一个荣耀的旨意是怎么的安排
？In these four gatherings, in my mind, I would like to concentrate, in this very first session, on the glorious purpose of God, how it is being arranged.
因为我们要先知道神做什么事情，然后我们才能知道神怎么做。
Because we first have to know what is it that God wants to perform, then we will understand how God will do it.
如果你不知道神要做什么事情，那你就不知道神怎么做了。
If you do not know what things that God wants to perform, of course you will not understand how
He does it. 这两个事情是非常密切的。
Therefore, these two things are so closely related.
特别是在我们这一个世代。
Especially in our this age.
许多神都看见基督教做这个做那个做这个做那个。
We could see that many people are doing this in Christian world and or that thing.
那我们心思里头就以为神在地上做工的目的和那个内容就是这个就是那个。
So in our mind, we might think, oh, this must be the very content and very purpose of God's work among us.
但是什么时候我们回到神的话里面去的时候
？But whenever we come back to the Word of God,
我们就立刻发觉我们在地上许许多多做的事情，我们做的兴高采烈，但是和神的这个心意有一个相当明显的距离在那里。
Right away, we realize that even though we're so excited in doing so many so-called the work of God, but actually that is so far away, short of what God's purpose is.
那这样一来，那我们如果真的要跟随主的话，那么我们怎么来走我们前面的路呢？
So for us to really follow God, exactly how we should walk in the path.
这个是一个非常严肃的问题。
This is a very serious question.
但是你要解决这个问题。
But to solve this problem,
你只有先回到神的话里头去。
First, you have to come back to God's word.
你要从神的话里头去明白神的心思里边所要的是什么。
Based on God's word, you will understand what is the mind of God, what is that He wants.
如果在这一点上不清楚的话呢，那我们很自然的，我们就返回到那个宗教的那种光景里边去。
If you're not clear on this point, then it's a very natural, very easy for you to go back to the religious aspect of it.
我们只是在那里做宗教的活动，但是我们跟神没有直接的关系。
There, you're just performing all kinds of religious acts, but you do not have this direct relationship with your God.
在人的眼睛看来，这已经蛮不错了，但是在神那一边，神觉得这个距离太远了。
In the view of man, people would think this is doing very, you're doing very good, but in the sight of God, you simply fall far behind.
那么因此当我们今天开始来交通的时候，我们是要看看神究竟要做什么事情。
Therefore, at the very beginning of our fellowship, we want to consider exactly what God wants to do.
因为从刚才我们所念的经文的里头。
Because from all the verses we just read.
虽然并不包括整本圣经里边所提到的事情。
Although they do not include all the things spelled out in the Bible.
但是如果你细心
But if you pay close attention to it,
你会发觉我们刚才读的那些经文本身就带出一个很严重的矛盾在那里。
You will notice that all those verses we just read actually bring out a contradiction there.
因为我们起初的时候就看神要在以色列人中间建造一个会幕。
Because in the beginning we see that God wanted to build this tabernacle among Israelites.
神明明在那里宣告说，你们做好那个会幕，我就可以住在你们中间。
Plainly, God declared that after you finish the tabernacle, I wanted to dwell among you.
然后神就告诉他们这个怎么做，怎么做，怎么做。
And then God told them to do this and that and how to do it.
但是我们看到神所要做的事情一直在那里发展，发展，发展到最末了的时候。
But then at the same time, we see the thing that God wanted to perform continue to develop until to the very end.
弟兄姊妹，你发觉一个问题来了。
Then brothers and sisters, one question here.
因为到了新年新天新地的时候。
When we come to the new heaven and new earth.
因为到了那个神好像心意很满足的时候。
At the time when God's heart is fully satisfied.
你看到一个事实不见了。
And you notice one fact, it disappeared.
那个是什么事呢？
And what is that?
那起初神就说 你们要造一个殿，我可以跟借着那个殿与你们住在一起。
In the beginning, God said, "Build me a temple. In it, I will dwell with you."
等到神的事情做完了以后
，But after God's work is finished,
好像这个事情就不见了。
And it seems that the very matter of temple disappears.
因为按照起初我们听见神所说的话，就是说神没有办法住在人的中间，除非神先得着一个殿，或者就是先得着一个会幕，然后借着那个会幕，神就可以住在人的中间。
According to the word we originally heard from him, with that we need to build him either a tabernacle or a temple in which he could dwell with us.
但是你等到神的工作到了最末后的时候。
But when we come to the very end of God's work,
神很明显在那里给约翰看到一件事情。
Very clearly, God showed one thing to John.
你要找神，可以找到。
Yes, you could find God.
你要看羔羊，也可以看到。
Yes, you could see the lamb if you find him.
但是你在那个时候要找一个殿，你就找不到了。
But at that time, if you're looking for a temple, you won't be able to find it.
弟兄姊妹，你看这个是不是个好大的矛盾在哪里？
Brothers and sisters, don't you think this is a great contradiction?
起初神要一件事。
In the very beginning, God wanted one thing.
神就照着他的定义要造成那一件事。
And according to His purpose, God wanted to bring it to pass.
结果等到神的事情做好了以后，那一件事就不见了。
And then after the thing is done, that very thing disappears.
好像神就不再需要那件事情。
As though God does not need it anymore.
如果你从字面上来看的话，这的确很矛盾呢。
So if you read God's words literally, this is a contradiction.
我们会问神说，神的，你既然根本就不需要那个东西，那你为什么起初的时候要我们花那么多时间去注意那一个会幕的建造呢？
We will ask God, saying, God, since you really don't need that very thing, why did you tell us to put in so much effort and energy to build it in the very beginning?
这是一个大问题。
So this is a big question here.
但是在一个头一个尾的当中。就发生更多的问题。
Between the beginning and the end, so many things came about.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
我们在文字上好像发觉有一些叫我们感觉困惑的东西。
Even though in God's words, there seem to be puzzling things.
但是若是我们真的是进到神的话里面去的时候呢
？But if we truly enter into God's word,
你看不见有任何的矛盾在那里。
You will find no contradiction at all.
为什么呢
？Why？
因为当我们看见神完成他那个工作的时候，本来叫人和神中间所有的间隔都没有了。
Because when we do see the time when God has finished His work, we will see all the gap between man and God originally disappears.
神和人的联合也没有难处了。
There should be no And no problems between the union of God and man.
人和神可以完全调在一起了。
Man and God can totally be made.
到了这样的一个地步。
When we come to this point,
弟兄姊妹，你就看到了，殿就不再有需要了。
Brothers and sisters, you should see that there is no more need for the temple.
因为神和人已经同在一个一的里边了。
Because God and man are in oneness.
再不要借着神和人以外的任何的事物来去完成神所要做的事了。
No longer do we need anything to accomplish God's work, besides God or man.
那所以我们今天晚上所交通的那个从那个主题上面来说是很简单，但是从内容来说就很复杂。
Therefore, the very thing of tonight's fellowship is very simple.But its content is very difficult.
但是感谢我们的神。
But we thank our God.
神领着他所拣选的人走过这许许多多的复杂。
God will lead all the His elect.
到末了的时候，我们和神中间完全没有间隔。
And He will lead us to go through all these difficulties. But in the end, there is no gap between God and us.
那么说这个事情，我们就必须从神吩咐摩西在以色列中间建造会幕的这一个点来做开始。
But to understand this thing, we will start from the very point when God told Israelites to build him a tabernacle.
但是我们要看这个事情的时候呢
？But as we consider this matter,
你又不能从这一点上来开始。
then you cannot start from this point.
因为如果从这个点上来开始的话，你就不知道神为什么要造一个建造会幕的这件事。
If we just start from this point, then we would not understand why God wanted us to build a tabernacle.
所以我们真要看到这件事的时候，我们又必须要回到最起初的时候的那一个安排。
For us truly understand this matter, we have to go to the way way back to the original arrangement of God.
那就回到神起初造人的时候，神的那个定义。
So we have to come back to God's very original purpose when He made man.
我想弟兄姊妹们都已经能掌握到神造人的那个心意和或者神造人的那个目的。
I suppose, brothers and sisters, by now you should have had a handle upon the very purpose of God's creation of man.
当你回到神的话里面去的时候，你看到神造人的那个目的是非常简单又很清楚。
When you go back to God's word, you should see that God's purpose for creating man is very clear, very simple.
因着撒旦的堕落，在宇宙的里面造成一个抵挡神的那一种的气氛，或者说那一种的环境。
Because Satan's fall in the universe, he had created that atmosphere to oppose God.
那神就有了创世纪第一章里边那六天的创造。
Therefore, we could see the six days creation in Genesis 1.
那六天的创造不是神最初的创造。
However, this six days creation is not God's original creation.
这是我们许多弟兄姊妹都能领会的事情。
And this is something a lot of our brothers and sisters could understand.
在神在这六天的创造的里头，最高峰就是把人造出来。
But in the six-day creation, the pinnacle of it is when God created man.
那神造人的目的是什么呢？
Then what's God's purpose to create man?
弟兄姊妹都能很清楚地掌握得住的。
Brothers and sisters, I think you all could have a very accurate handle on it.
头一件事情就是神要借着被造的人来彰显神自己的荣耀。
The first thing is God wanted to express His glory through the created man.
说神是把神的形象给被造的人。
Therefore, God gave His own image, likeness to His created being.
另一方面，你又看到。
Then on the other hand, you should see.
那神把人造出来以后，神就把他的权柄也交托给人。
That after God created man, He also gave man His authority.
让被造的人在那里彰显神的权柄。
So the created man could reveal God's authority.
那然后神为了要成全他这一个在宇宙中间显明他自己的那个荣耀、尊贵、权柄和丰富。
For God to accomplish His purpose, to manifest His glory, honor, and His grace.
他就有了一个很明显的定位。
Then He had this very clear plan.
他要让人去拣选生命树的果子，来让他们接受神儿子的生命做生命，去成全神这一个旨意。
Then he allowed man to have the free will to choose the fruit from the tree of life so that they could accept the Son of God as their life.
我们感谢神，我们很容易的就在创世纪的开头看到神起初的那个安排。
So we thank God that very easily from the very beginning of Genesis we could see God'sarrangement of His creation.
但是我们也看到，当神在那里要做这个工的时候，
But we also see that as God was performing His task,
神的对头也在那里做一些工作，但要拆毁神所做的。
At the same time, God's rivalry also wanted to do something to destroy God's work.
那所以结果我们就看到，那被造的人在神面前堕落了。
Then we see the created man fell before God.
我们的祖宗就背弃了神了。
Our forefather forsook God.
并且从那个时候开始，人的生命就成为一个抵挡神的生命。
And from then on, man's life had become the life that opposes God.
在这样的一种光景的底下，
Under this kind of condition,
神怎么来解决这个困扰呢？
How could God solve this dilemma?
他要用来对付那个黑暗权势的人失去了地位。
The very man God used to oppose that power of darkness now lost.
如果神不能继续在这方面执行的话，神的能力就要受一个打折扣的给人去领会了。
if God could not continue His work, and then people would have would discredit the very power of God.
神如果要继续再用着人去执行他的工作的话呢，人没有可能再成为神手中的工具。
For God to continue to use man to become a vessel of His work, then man is not qualified to do so.
那在这种光景的底下，神是不是就停止了他的那个工作呢？
In this kind of condition, did God stop His work?
我们感谢神。
We thank our God.
我们是想法是可以很多很多种。
We could have many, many kinds of ideas.
但是神的想法只有一种。
But God has only one thought.
他就去挽回。这一个破坏。
Then God wants to restore this destruction.
让这一个给破坏了的那一个安排重新来恢复它该有的那个功用。
So that the ruined arrangement will be restored again to fulfill its original function.
所以我们就看到了神的救赎的旨意就摆出来了。
So here we see God's redemptive purpose.
神就应许了女人的后裔要出来伤蛇的头。
And God has promised that the seed of a woman will bruise the head of the enemy.
然后就借着我们姑且说吧，就是那个牺牲的那一个我们不知道当时是什么，但是我们有理由相信应该是一个羔羊，就借着那一个事情来把人做一个完整的恢复。
Although we do not know what animal that God sacrificed, but with it God used it to restore mankind.
我们感谢神。
We thank our God.
这是最起初的时候的那一段的历史。
This is the very beginning history of mankind.
许多时候神的儿女们读那一段历史的时候 就把它当作一个故事来读。
So many times when God's children read that part of the history, we just look at it as some kind of story.
没有很认真地掌握了那一个历史是整个神计划的那个最根本的那个事实。
We haven'tseriously grasp that history to understand that that's the very foundation, very fact of God's original purpose.
感谢赞美神。
We thank and praise God.
我们可以对他有很许多的不了解。
Although we could have so many things that regarding God that we do not understand.
但是他从来没有因着这些被误解的事情而改变他工作的计划。
But God has never changed the plan of His work because of our misunderstanding.
所以从那个时候开始
So from then on,
神就在历史里边做了很多的事。
Throughout the history, God has done so many things.
所有的事情从表面上的看的那个现象来看都不完全一样。
On the surface, all the phenomena of the things God has done are not quite the same.
但是你非常清楚的从神所做的这许多的事情里边看到一个准确的方向和目的。
Now, one thing is very clear. Through all the things God has done, you could see that accurate direction and purpose of His.
不管那些事情是怎么的出现。
Regardless how those things appear.
你看到那个目的很清楚在那里。
But you see the very purpose there, very clear to us.
那我和弟兄姊妹很简略的来温习这一个。
I would like to review this with you very simply.
创世纪第三章里边主所做的和是主所说的是在那里预先宣告神要做什么事。
Genesis 3, God had foretold us regarding what He wanted to do.
然后我就从历史上说大的事情来点给弟兄姊妹们留意。
And I would like just to pinpoint some dramatic things that happened in history.
小的事情我们就不接触它了。
And we will not talk about those little things.
我们是说大的事情。
We're talking about
grand matters. 你能掌握到那个大的事情。
If you can have a handle on those things.
你就看到的是那个比较细小一点的那个事情就一点难处都没有。
Then you will not have any difficulty understanding all those minuscule matters.
那我们来看看神怎么来把它那个恢复的那个工作 来做成。
Let's now consider how God accomplished His restoring work.
那我们就选几个大的问题来，让弟兄姊妹看到他们当中彼此中间的那个关系。
We will point out some of these great matters and consider their, the relationship between them.
那当然弟兄姊妹你从上世纪第三章的里头你看到神有一个启示在那里。
Now in Genesis chapter 3, brothers and sisters, you could see God has his revelation there.
或者说是神一个很严重的宣告在那里。
Or to say that God has a very serious proclamation there.
但是神不是只是让你宣告一件事情。
But God wasn't simply proclaiming something.
在历史上他就按照那一个宣告来做一些事情。
But in history, according to that proclamation, God had done so many things.
历史是这样走过了。
And history had gone in this path.
神的启示是在那里一步一步的往前去了。
According to God's revelation, step by step, history moved on.
挪亚的洪水那一件事情给我们看到有一点的迹象了。
Now, in a matter of the flood during Noah's days, we could see some sign here.
人的悖逆叫人没有前途。
Because the man's rebellion, man had no future.
但是感谢神，在人没有前途的那个事实的里边，神在那里有一个挽回。
In the very fact that man had no more future, God did his recovery.
这是头一件事情，神很明显的在那里发表他的要做的事。
This is the very first thing God made manifest that what the things that He wanted to perform.
然后过了这一段，过了挪亚的那个时代。
And after the Noah's days were passed.
你看到亚伯兰出来了。
You see that Abraham came about.
那当亚伯兰出来的时候。
When Abraham came about.
神给他拣选。
God chose him.
拣选他的时候也给他一个宣告。
When God chose him, God also made a proclamation.
说要借着他的后裔要做什么什么什么事情。
Saying that God would perform this and that through the seed of Abraham.
那么等再过一阵子。
And after a certain time,
以色列人到了埃及。
Israelites went to Egypt.
等到摩西的出来了。
And when Moses came about,
神在那里又兴起一些个工作。
There God raised up a certain task.
接着摩西把以色列人带出埃及。
Through Moses, he led the Israelites out of Egypt.
但是不是单单带出埃及。
But not simply leading them out of Egypt.
在带出埃及的途中，神跟以色列人立了一个约。
On the way out of Egypt, God made a covenant with them.
同时也把神的律法赏给他们。
At the same time, God gave them the law.
然后也告诉他们说，就是我们刚刚提到要开始那个点了，要建造一个会幕，让我可以住在你们中间。
God also at this time told them what we just mentioned, the very point that God said, I wanted to dwell among you.
那刚才我们所提到的那些历史的事上上头的事。
In all the historical facts we just mentioned.
都说出一个事实。
They all
神非常非常乐意和人亲近。
That it pleases God so much that He could.
神非常乐意的把人带回神起初的那一个安排。
It pleases God so much that He could bring man back to God's original arrangement.
但是人没有条件。
However, men are disqualified to do that.
因为人没有办法能面对面见神。
Because men could not face God.
弟兄姊妹也记得摩西那次在领以色列人在旷野的时候所发生的事。
Brother and sister, do you recall what happened when Moses led Israelites wandering in the wilderness?
真神赦免他们拜偶像的那一件事情。
On the very matter when God forgave their sin, worshipping the golden calf.
同时也在答应摩西说，好，我亲自领你们进入迦南。
And also he promised Moses that, okay, I, my person, will go with you.
那这一件事情就摩西心里面很受感动了。
So Moses was so touched by this matter.
这又神真是宝贝，真是可爱。
He felt, oh, our God it is so lovable, so precious.
所以他就向神提出一个要求。
Therefore he made one request.
神啊。
God.
你可不可以让我见一见你的面？
Could you let me see your face?
但神的回答是什么？
But what's God's answer to him?
不行啊。
No.
不可以啊。
It cannot be done.
这就是那个难处了。
And here comes the dilemma.
难处在哪里呢?
What's the problem?
人的堕落的那个事实叫人和神中间有了一个拆不开的距离。
The very fact of man's fell causes this inseparable gap between man and God.
那结果神就对摩西说。
So God said to Moses,
我不能让你见我的面。
I cannot allow you to see my face.
因为没有人能见我的面可以存留。
Because nobody will live when he sees my face.
但是神就说。
But God said,
因着你这样的渴慕。
Because you're deep longing for me.
我让你看见我的背，但是不能见我的面。
I will allow you to see my back, but not my face.
那弟兄姊妹你就知道了。
So, brother and sister, you know.
堕落了的人和神中间那个距离是非常非常的严重的。
How far, how serious the gap existed between God and fallen man.
那所以神就在那里告诉摩西说。
Therefore, God told Moses.
你回去了。
Go back.
告诉以色列人,
Tell Israelites,
让他们建造一个会幕,
to build a tabernacle.
我就借着那个会幕可以住在你们中间。
And through that tabernacle, I could dwell among you.
让你们亲自的在那里经历我对你们的陪伴。
So you yourself could experience my companion.
亲自的去经历我对你们的那个引导和带领。
You yourself could experience my leading.
亲自的享用我给你们的保护和供应。
Personally, you could experience all my protection and provision.
那现在问题就在这里了。
Now here comes the question.
神你要造一个会幕，让我可以住在你们中间。
God said, "Build me the tabernacle so I could dwell within."
那为什么要造一个会幕，神就可以住在哪里呢
？Why is God wanted them to build a tabernacle to dwell in?
会幕是一个什么的事情呢
？What is the matter, tabernacle?
当然你就留意到那个会幕就是神当时给他们的一个小小的建筑物。你做好了这个建筑，神就住在这个建筑的里头。
Do you know that God told them to build a small a tabernacle? It's just a small construction, small building. After it's done, God would dwell in.
但是很，我们如果留意的话
，But if we pay close attention,
神在这件事上面给摩西那个提醒是非常严重的。
On this very matter, the reminder that God gave Moses was very serious. Carefully finish the task. You have to follow the pattern I show you. Never use any other things to replace it. Do it as exactly what I have told you. Then we would ask, why is it so serious? No alteration at all?
If we read the book of the book,
If you study the blueprint of the tabernacle, you will find certain matters and things according to man's notion, they're not quite reasonable. I will not mention them now. But I just want you to pay attention to the seriousness of God's word, saying that you have to do this according to the pattern I show you. If according to our own thinking, we would say, do we have to follow him even about those inaccurate things? But this is how God said it. You have to build a tabernacle seriously according to the pattern I showed you.
尤其是我们现在生活的以人的思想为最高的时候，就说为什么？为什么
？Especially nowadays, we are so centered on our human thoughts. We would ask why, why?
感谢我们的神。
But we thank our God.
主自己的话给我们解释清楚。
God's very own word explains it to us.
因为会幕里头的一点一滴。
Because every bit furnishing in the tabernacle
都是在那里预表神的儿子将来要为人所做的事情
typifies the very thing that the Son of God will perform in the age to come.
而神的儿子所做的事情是解决我们和神中间那个距离的拆毁的唯一的方法。
And the things that God's Son will perform is the only way to I'll take out the gap between God and man.
那既然是这样的一个要求在哪里
seems a request like this.
神就不能允许别样来代替神的那个设计。
Since God's demand is this, God would never allow any other design.
任何的改变都不是神的神要做的那件事情。
Because any change is not the thing that God wants to make.
任何的改变都是在那里把神的儿子向人表明的不清不楚。
Any change of the tabernacle only speaks to the fact that God's Son will not be clearly manifested.
我们感谢赞美我们的主。
We thank and praise our Lord.
因此当我们看见神这样的带领，他说拣选的人 来到他的面前，与他会面，与他来享用恩典，要接受对他的那个服侍和敬拜。
As we see how God let his elect come before him,to see him face to face, to worship him, to enjoy his grace.
我们就看得很清楚那件事情了。
Then we see it clearly now.
因为在神整个的那个带领的里头。
Because throughout all God's leading,
会幕只是一个开始。
Tabernacle is simply a beginning.
那也许我可以这样跟弟兄姊妹提。
Maybe I can put it this way.
在创世纪第三章，神是做一个预告。
In Genesis chapter 3, God made this forecast.
到亚伯兰的时候，神就把那个预告带进实行。
When the time came to Abraham, that's the time when God actually carried out the forecast.
但是那个实行呢，还是启示的成分比较重一点。
But even with that execution, the content of the revelation takes more part in it.
然后来到以色列在旷野里边建造会幕。
But now when we come to the wilderness where Israelites build the tabernacle,
那是神的那个启示，具体的进入那个执行。
That's the tangible execution of God's revelation.
但是那个执行仍然是一个启示的成分比较重。
However, even at that point, that execution of God's plan
still
based upon His revelation.
里面从会幕那个点开始。
So throughout God's leading, starting from the point when they built tabernacle.
叫做神的那个安排。
According to
一步的。把这个事情从不明朗带到明朗。
According to God's arrangement, step by step, God made it clear all His purpose.
从不太清楚带到越过越清楚。
From the point when everything was vague until to the point everything is crystal clear.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果你把整本圣经摆在那里来看，神怎么来带把他的工作从开始带到结束？
So brothers and sisters, if you consider in view of the whole Bible how God started His work and eventually brings it to the end.
我们用一些具体的事情来表达它。
Now we could use some very tangible things to make this clear.
那从最起初的启示我们不说了。
We would skip the very original revelation.
我们是从启示到开始执行。
From revelation to the starting execution of the plan.
那这个开始执行的时候，仍然不是说是具体，但具体只是说从工作的面上面来说，但从神心里的那个意念的发表来说，还不是到了很具体。
Even at the point of execution of God's plan, it's in terms of the work itself, but as to God's revelation of His purpose, it's not that clear yet.
但是你很实际地看见，在神这一个带领的里边，是把那个不够太具体的，慢慢带进具体。
However, very clearly, you could see that throughout the execution of God's plan, God is bringingthe vague, the manifesting fascination of His plan into clear picture.
所以从历史的大事上面来说，弟兄姊妹，你看见从规模开始。
So throughout the big events in history, starting from building the tabernacle,
神就带领这个事情往前去。
God simply led this a matter on.
当到有一天你看不见会幕了。
Until the very day you do not see the tabernacle.
你看到什么呢？
What do you see?
你看到圣殿。
You see the holy temple.
你说那圣殿跟会幕有什么关系呢？
Then you ask, what's the relationship between the tabernacle and holy temple? Oh, this is so closely related.
因为你非常清楚的可以说，会幕就是圣殿的前身。
But very clearly we could say that the tabernacle is just the prototype of this holy temple.
圣殿就是会幕的发展。
The holy temple simply is the further development of the tabernacle. And if you ask what's the special characteristics about this development, there's so many.
从简单到到丰富。
From simplicity to fullness.
从细小到到扩伟大。
From very little to that grandeur.
从隐藏来到丰富。
From something that's hidden to something that's so rich.
用什么当你回想那个过去那个事实的时候你很清楚看到这些。
Brothers and sisters, as you recall all these facts, you should see this very clearly.
其实你在旷野里面看到那个会幕的时候那个会幕是怎么样的呢？
The tabernacle in the wilderness, what is like?
那是灰灰黑黑的一片。
It's just dark and gray.
因为整个的会幕的外表你看上去的话呢那就是这个海口瓶嘛。
Because if you look at the whole tabernacle, it's just being covered by the badger skin.
你说海口皮有什么好看?
And you say what's good about the badger skin? My suit looks better than that.
我想弟兄姊妹相信你身上所穿的，你说是最便宜的那个，还比海口皮好看多了。
Brothers and sisters, whatever you put on, no matter how cheap it is, it's still looking better than that badger skin, right?
但是等到从会幕到了圣殿的时候呢
？But now, when we've come from tabernacle to holy temple,
你就看到完全不一样了。
And you see this is totally different now.
说荣耀就不能相比了。
When you talk about this glory, it's simply incomparable.
你说丰富又不能相比了。
When you speak about the rich, the fullness, it's not comparable either.
你看到圣殿的时候，你看到圣殿里边所有在那里的物件，不但是扩充，而且是不但是扩大，而且是增加。
When you look at the furnishings in the holy temple, not only is being enlarged, but it's being increased.
但是你看到一件事。
However, you see one thing.
不管它外面有多少的增加。
No matter how many things being increased outwardly.
但是神在那些事物里头所表达的那个目的和原因，一点都没有更改。
But the very purpose, very reason of all these matters never changes.
特别是你看到有一件事情动也没有动的。
Especially one thing has never been touched, never been changed.
规模是一个小小的那个帐幕。
You know that a tabernacle is a very small tent.
弄成一个好大好大的圣殿。
Now you come to a very big tabernacle, holy temple.
如果弟兄姊妹你注意到有一件事。
But brothers and sisters, notice this.
所有的物件都增加了。
Although all the furnishings have been increased, being enlarged.
原来是洗手洗脚的那个洗桌盘就变成一个铜海了。
Now the laver originally for washing your feet and hands now has become a
那一个铜海用十二头那个铜牛来把它扛起来的，你想象有多大
？And the sea basin is being put on 18 bronze balls. Could you imagine how big that is?
你看到会幕里头只有一个灯台。
And in the tabernacle, there is only one lampstand.
但是在圣殿里面，你就看到不止一个灯台了，好多。
But in the holy temple, you see not only one, but many.
你看到那个陈设饼的桌子也是如此。
And also the showbread table.
所有的物件都在那里扩大了。
It also like this. Everything is being enlarged.
也数字上也增加了。
Numbers are increased.
但是有一件事情它动都没动的。
However, one thing has never been touched.
我不知道弟兄姊妹你有没有留意到那一个。
I don't know, brothers and sisters, have you paid attention to this?
你说是哪件事情没动的？
And you ask, what is that?
约柜没动。
The Ark of the Covenant has never been touched.
弟兄姊妹你就说了。
Brothers and sisters, you would say.
约柜没动。
Well, Ark of the Covenant has never been moved.
在会幕里头那个约柜。
The very Ark of Covenant in the tabernacle.
一上次把它带到那个那么大的那个圣殿的里面去，那个约柜不是变成一粒芝麻那么小了吗
？Now being taken to such a big holy temple, isn't that Ark of Covenant like a sesame seed?
不管我们的感觉是怎么样
，No matter how we feel about it,
神就是做了这件事情。
This is what God did.
那神为什么做这个事情呢
？Then why did God do this?
神是在那里很明确的给我们知道。
There, God make it known to us.
神所有的工作可以扩大。
all God's work could be extended.
神所有要显明出来的可以显出更大的尊贵和荣耀。
All the manifestation God wants to show could be enlarged in terms of glory and honor.
但是有一件事情是没有更动。
However, one thing has never been touched. That is God's purpose.
神起初怎么定规？
As God first purpose,
外面的可以增加，可以一点变动。
Even though outwardly many things could be increased, could be changed,
但神的心意没有变动。
But God's purpose never changes.
然后我们就会说
，Then we would say,
那么大的一个圣殿，弄一个小小的，又跪在那里，都很不相称呢。
With such a big holy temple and with such a small Ark of Covenant, it simply is incompatible.
但神要让我们去注意。
However, God wants us to know.
我们不是注意外表的那个东西是怎么样。
We should not pay attention to the outward matter.
我们所留意的，神要我们去留意的就是他的心思是怎么样。
What God wants us to notice is what is His heart.
感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
主就是这样带着那个属灵的历史往前去。
This is how God move on with this spiritual history.
但是圣殿过了一段的日子。
And after a certain time, the Holy Temple.
你又发现一个事情出来了。
Brother and sister, you find something.
圣殿给拆毁。
That the Holy Temple is destroyed.
圣殿不再存留了。
The Holy Temple no longer exists.
你现在到以色列地去，圣殿的那个地址还留在那里。根基还有一些留在那里，但是那个殿不见了。
Now, if you go to Israel, you could see the location of the Holy Temple and part of the foundation is still there, but the Holy Temple is gone.
继续带领呢？
Then you would ask, how would God further lead us on since the Holy Temple is gone?
感谢我们的主。
But we thank our Lord.
弟兄姊妹，现在就来到我们这身上去来了。
Now, brothers and sisters, now that has it comes to something related to us.
弟兄姊妹，你记得当时犹太人在那里对付主的时候
？Brother and sister, do you recall when Jews opposed our Lord?
那他们制造一些话来给主难处的时候
，They fabricated all kinds of things.
主在约翰福音第二章里边不是给他们说了一个很严肃的话吗？
Didn't our Lord Jesus say something very serious in the Gospel according to John chapter 2?
你们可以把圣殿拆毁。
You could destroy the holy temple.
我三天就把圣殿重新建造起来。
But in 3 days I will build it up.
那弟兄姊妹，你记得我们的主说这句话什么意思
？Brothers and sisters, do you recall?
虽然当时来说圣殿还在。
What did our Lord mean?
但是因着人的愚昧啊，圣殿存在和不存在，没有挣扎人和神的那个关系。
Even though Holy Temple exists then, but because of man's foolishness, the existence or non-existence of the Holy Temple didn't shorten the gap between man and God. So God said, destroy the Holy Temple.
但是主在那里说,
but the Lord Jesus said,
你们拆是可以去拆。
Although you could destroy the Holy Temple.
我可以让你们知道, 三天以内我把它重新建造起
来。 But I'll let you know that in 3 days I'll build it up.
什么意思呢?
What does he mean?
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
我们很清楚地看到。
Here we could see so clearly. 主这一个
事实，三天以来我把它重新再建造起来。
The very fact that the Lord said in 3 days I'll build it up.
乃是说到我们的主从死里复活，把神的教会带进来了。
Speaks of the Lord's resurrection. From the dead in 3 days and ushering the church.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
起初神要借着物质来让人知道他。住在人的中间。
In the beginning, God wanted to use materials to let people know that He dwelt among them.
到了有一天，神就把这个事情带进一步。
But one day, God would bring this very thing one step further.
神不再借着任何的物质的东西来表明他自己。
That God would not manifest Himself with any further physical thing.
他要用一个活的教会来表明他自己。
But He wants to manifest Himself with a living church.
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We thank and praise our God.
如今神是用着称为教会的这一个属灵的团体来显明他的自己。
Now God wants to make Himself manifested through the so-called church, the spiritual group.
神也说，现在的那个殿不再是那个物质的殿，乃是一个属灵的殿。
God also says that the temple now is not a material temple, but a spiritual temple.
那这个属灵的殿不再是一个任何的物质，而甚至是活的人。
This spiritual temple is no longer anything material, but a living man.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
当我们看到神是把他手中的工作是这样一步一步的往前带的时候，
As we see how God led his work step by step
我们就知道了。
Now we know.
现在神所做的那个工作乃是去建造他的教会。
The very work that God is performing now is to build up his church.
神的话也亲自的宣告说，
And God's word tells us clearly.
建造的教会就是现在的。 这一个时代里头的神的那个居所，神的那个殿。
The very church that God is building now is God's dwelling place in this age.
那我们读以弗所书的时候，我们很清楚的知道这一个这一点。
As we read Ephesians, we clearly understand this point.
但是等到这我们明白这一点的时候，
But when we understand this point,
我们又看到了。
We also see.
当我们的主没有把我们带到这个点的时候，
When our Lord hasn't brought us to this point,
神已经预先宣告了，他要把他的工作从物质的那个殿带进那个属灵的殿里。
God has already declared that His work would bring the material temple into the spiritual temple.
那提到这件事情的时候，
As we mentioned,
我想弟兄姊妹你不会忘记。
I suppose, brothers and sisters, you would not forget.
约翰福音第四章里边主跟那个
You will not forget in John, a gospel according to John chapter 4, when Lord Jesus spoke to the woman
at Sychar.
The very content of that conversation is extremely important.
是可以说是把整个旧约跟新约的那一个人和神的那个关中间那个关系了，带来一个非常明确的澄清。
We could say that it clarifies the relationship between man and God from Old Testament to New Testament.
因为你注意到那个妇人跟那个主在谈话了，谈到一个地步，那个妇人受不了了。
You notice that as the Lord spoke with the woman to the point that the woman couldn't stand it anymore.
因为我们的主把人带到罪的那个问题的解决上去了。
Because our Lord had now bring the very person to the very point of solving that matter. When the woman faced the very point regarding solving her sin, she tried to escape. So she simply turned the topic of the conversation. The moment Jesus talked about the matter of sin, and then the woman said, oh, now we need to talk about the matter of God. This is the direct response of religious sin. So the woman said right away, Well, as to these religious matters, we have a different view. You Jews say that worship God in Jerusalem. But our fathers told us that we should go to mountains to worship God.
所以一提到宗教的问题的时候，你说你的，我说我的。
So the moment we talk about the matter of religion, we just talk of our own opinion. But our Lord never let her to get off the hook to change the topic.
马上就把她带到那个正规的那个方向去。
Immediately our Lord led her back to the original topic.
他明显地告诉那个撒玛利亚的妇人说，
Clearly he told the Samaritan woman,
敬拜神不是地方的问题。
It's not a matter of location of worshiping God.
敬拜神也不是祖宗的遗传的问题。
Nor is it a matter of the traditions of the forefathers.
敬拜神是你这当里去寻找那个又真又活的神的这个心意是最重要。
The matter of worshiping God is for you to look for that true and living God.
他说在耶路撒冷的那个
The worship at Jerusalem one day would cease.
在山上的敬拜当然根本就不在那个题目里头了。
And the worshiping on the mountain is out of the question.
人家就不太容易明白这个事情。
The people do not quite understand it.
你说耶路撒冷在圣殿里头敬拜，按照律法执行下来，那个可以更改的吗？
According to the commandment of the law, worshipping in the temple in Jerusalem, could this be ever changed?
我们的主没有正面给他回答这个问题。
Our Lord did not answer this question directly.
我们就是把他带到那个很准确的那个认识里。
The Lord led the woman into an accurate understanding of
the matter. 成一件事情说，你必须要认识神是什么样的神。
The first thing is, Jesus said, you have to know who God is.
你不要说你们的祖宗是拜这个神，我们的祖宗是拜这个神。
Don't you say that your fathers worship this God and ours worship that?
说你说你的，我说我的。
And you have your saying, I have my saying.
我们的主说不是这样。
Our Lord said, is it is not so?
是怎么样呢？
Then what is it?
你必须要清楚你所拜的神是什么样的神。
You have to be clear on the God you worship. Who is he?
那主就很清楚在那里说了。
And there the Lord said,
为什么耶路撒冷的敬拜也要停止呢？
Why did the worship in Jerusalem one day was ceased?
为什么山上的敬拜根本就不是存在，不存在的呢？
And why did the worship on the mountain doesn't exist at all? The very fundamental reason is that you have to know who God is.
主没有在那里解说太多为什么当那既然是如此为什么神当时给摩西律法
The Lord did not explain it quite clearly that why then God would bother to give Moses the law.
但是在神的回答里头就间接也回答了这个问题
However, in the Lord's answer,He indirectly answered it.
他说你必须要看到。
The Lord said you have to see it.
神不是物质。
God is not a material.
你不能用物质的观念去拜他。
You cannot worship him in view of material notion.
你不能用物质的那个观念去认识他。
Or you cannot understand him in view of material notion.
因为神不是物质。
Because God simply is not material.
如果神是物质的话，你就可以用物质的那个道理去分析他去明白他。
Should God be a material, then you could understand him from all the reasoning of the material things.
但是神不是物质。
However, God is not a material. And what is God? He is spirit.
那既然神是灵的话。
If he is spirit,
你要拜他的话，你必须要和神的性质相同。
Then if you want to worship him, you have to have the similar nature.
你必须要和神的那个感觉相同。
You have to have the same feeling.
和神的心思和神的感情也是要相同。
With the same thoughts and mind, the same emotions.
这样你和神才能相通。
Only in this manner you could commune with him.
所以你要拜神的话。
So if you want to worship God,
你必须知道神是谁。
You have to know who he is.
第二件事情呢？
Now the second thing,
你要接触这一位神。
And if you want,
这一位是灵的神。
If you want to encounter this God who is spirit,
你必须要按照灵和神的性情或者神的心思来接上。
You have to be connected with him in spirit and in his thought.
所以我们的主就是那么简单的说。
So our Lord simply said that God is spirit.
敬拜神的人应当用心灵和诚实去拜他。
He who worships God has to do so in spirit and truth.
那如果你不是用灵和按照那个诚实，那我们中文把它翻成诚实去拜他的话呢，那你拜不到他的，因为你跟他没有相通。
If you do not worship him in spirit and truth, in Chinese Bible, the truth is translated as truthfulness, and then if you do not do this, you just simply cannot commune with him.
我们这些人都是物质的东西。
We are all material.
所以唯物论那样夺人的心，就是因为它正好供应了我们的这个感觉。
The materialism is so appealing, it's because it gratifies our desires.
但是神说我不是物质。
But God said, I'm not a material.
你们要来寻找我，你们要来侍奉我，要来敬拜我，你必须要有这个灵的成分。
If you want to seek after me, to find me, to worship me, you have to have the content of spirit within.
并且你同时也要很，我们中文圣经给我们是叫诚诚实实的。
And the Chinese Bible says you just have to be in of truthfulness and honesty.
但是问题在这里。
But the problem is
诚诚实实的那个根据是什么？
What's the foundation of this truthfulness and
honesty? 凭什么基础来凭这个是真实，这个不真实？
By what foundation you could judge whether this is true or not?
所以如果你光是从真实这个事实去了解的话，你摸不到主当时说话的目的。
So if you would not understand the purpose of God, the Lord saying, if simply based upon this matter of being truthfulness.
我们从主的话来看的时候呢，我们能看到， 把它翻成真实是不太准确。
As we consider God's word, the word being translated truth is not quite accurate.
那不翻成真实，翻成什么呢？
Then what's the best translation?
真理。
Truthfulness is not quite an accurate translation, but truth is.
那是真理。
Truth.
那真理是什么呢？
What is truth?
那主自己回答。
The Lord answered.
真理就是神自己。
The truth is God Himself.
那换句话，弟兄姊妹，你看到了。
So to put it another way,
神要那个寻找他敬拜他的人，第一你要有神的性情，第二你要有神的心思。
So first you have to have God's a character and then God's mind for God's thought for you to actually seek after
Him. 你要有神的性情，你必须是先要有灵。
But for you to have God's character, first you have to have the Spirit.
你要有神的心思，你必须先知道神心里所想的是什么。
For you to have God's mind, first you have to understand what's in God's heart.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
那主在这里就说出了一个非常重要的事情。
Here the Lord declares a very important
thing. 那所以弟兄姊妹，当我们看到神的儿子从死里复活了以后，
So brothers and sisters, as we see God's son being raised up from the dead, when he displays this God's salvation, what is that he gave men?
就是灵和真理吗？
That is truth and the spirit, isn't it?
灵叫我们的灵苏醒过来，
Spirit quickens our spirit,
叫我们和神的交通那个管道打通，
to open the very channel of our communication with him.
就我们有了神的生命，我们和神是连接在一起的，不再是他是神，我们是物质。
So when we could be unified with God in communion, it's no longer He's God, we are material.
然后神借着圣灵，神把他的心思也放在我们里头。
And also through the Holy Spirit, God has
placed His Holy Spirit in us. 再把神的话摆在我们眼前。
And place His Word before our eyes.
我们就很清楚知道神心里的意念。
So clearly we can understand God's
mind. 神在这个时候已经说了。
And God said it then.
你要敬拜神，要用心灵和诚实去敬拜。
Worship God in spirit and truth.
因为神是找这样的人来敬拜他。
Because God is seeking after people like this. This is a very serious thing.
地上许多人都说要敬拜神。
There's so many people on earth who worship God.
连许多基督徒都说要敬拜神。
Even Christians say they want to.
但是神在那里说，活清楚了一条界限。
But there, God has marked out a clear boundary. Oh, God is so welcome to anyone who wants to worship Him. But you have to know how you worship Him. What is that you based on to worship Him? If it's not based on truth and spirit, all the worship and service has nothing to do with it.
我想我们弟兄姊妹们这些年来也看到一种现象在基督教里边呢。
So brothers and sisters, I believe you have seen this specific phenomenon among the Christian world.
许多的人以为说现在敬拜神也很热闹，很高兴，敲锣打鼓，还要蹦蹦跳。
So many people think worshiping God must be playing drums and singing, jumping, exciting, and this is called worshiping.
弟兄姊妹们，当你看到这样的话的时候，你必须记得，耶路撒冷的敬拜也要停止。
Brothers and sisters, and you see a sign like this, you have to know that even the worship in Jerusalem will cease.
因为你读诗篇149-150。这两篇你的确是看见在旧约里面就是那样的去敬拜神。
Because if you read Psalm 114 and 150, you know this is exactly how they worship God in Old Testament.
但是主说你们敬拜神不在耶路撒冷。
But the Lord said you no longer worship God in Jerusalem.
什么意思？
What does that mean?
那是耶路撒冷的那个敬拜停止了。
That thing that the Jerusalem worship ceased.
你再跟着耶路撒冷那个样式去做，你就走错路了。
If you continue to follow the pattern of Jerusalem, you've gone on the wrong way.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为主自己的带领已经把他的工作从圣殿带进教会的建造了。
Because it is the Lord's own leading, now He has led the Holy Temple into the building of the church.
这是我们必须要看清楚的。
And this is something we have to be clear of.
因为是进到了教会的建造的这个实际的里头。
Because this is how we actually enter
into
the reality of building the church.
And
we could see the growth of our life and the growth of our relationship with Him. Then we could see how the very way to come back to God
could
be open. We thank and praise our Lord. If we continue to look further, one day, after the church has been built, and what's going to happen next?
是不是神的工作就到了尽头呢?
Is that that's the end of God's work?
还没有.
No.
但是到了一个接近结束的阶段了.
But it's coming to the closing stage.
所以到了这一个时候,
and at that time,
弟兄们,你看到我们的主要回来了.
Brother and sister, you see that our Lord will return.
主要化叫我一同进到荣耀里了.
And the Lord will lead me into glory with Him, and the kingdom will usher in. And then is everything stopped at the age of the kingdom? No. Even the stage of kingdom is one stage close to the end. But after the kingdom is finished, brother and sister, you see the new heaven and new earth.
新天新地来的时候，你看到那个最中心的那个是新耶路撒冷。
And when the new heaven and new earth comes, you see the very core of that is
New Jerusalem.
And then when we see the New Jerusalem,
你看到神起初的那个心是完全的。
You see God's original purpose is being carried out there.
正如刚才我特别和弟兄姊妹提到的,
just I just especially mentioned to you,
当你看到新耶路撒冷的时候,
when you see New Jerusalem,
那里用了很多话来描写新耶路撒冷,
there the Bible uses so many words to describe it.
你看到这个给描写出来的新耶路撒冷,
and you see the New Jerusalem
being
described. If you view it accurately, you actually know this is the church in glory. Now here comes another question. And that's the contradiction we just mentioned. When the church enters into glory, when the church is together with the Lord in glory, and when you read Revelation chapter 21, when you read it from the beginning to the very end, you see the church. But amazingly, until the very last small paragraph, you do not see church anymore. And you say, where did church go?
那如果教会不出现的话,
if the church does not appear further, then where is God dwelling in place? How can He dwell among men? Because in Exodus 25, God says it clearly that the reason He could dwell among men is because of tabernacle. And this includes Holy Temple.
同样的是把教会也包括在里面。
Likewise, the church is included.
但是到了那个时候,
but at that time, the church disappears.
用什么你看18节,那里面就说到, 我没外建成了有殿。
In verse 18, you read that we do not see a temple.
并且我在那里根本看不见那个日月的光照。
Nor do I see the shining of the sun or the moon.
因为有羔羊和城自己为城的灯。
Because the lamb becomes the lamp of the
temple.
The lamb and God become the temple. And you say, where is the glorious church? The church simply vanishes.
弟兄姊妹们,
so, brothers and sisters, how do you view this matter?
我们感谢我们的主,
we thank our Lord.
当主办带领我们一直到了那个地步的时候,
when the Lord leads us to that,
我们看到一个事实完成了,
now we see one fact being accomplished. What is the accomplished fact? That is, there is no longer gap between man
and God.
Just as in chapter 21, God's tabernacle dwells among
men.
He wants to dwell among men.
神和人中间再没有间隔。
No longer is the gap existing
between God and man. 这个荣耀的教会。
So when you see God, you see this glorious church.
当你看到荣耀的教会的时候,
and then when you see the glorious church,
你也肯定看见神。
For sure, you will see God.
这个不再成为问题了。
This is no longer a problem.
历史上所最困扰的那个问题, 到那个时候做了完全的解决。
The most troubling our problem in history has now been solved.
弟兄姊妹，你留意启示录二十一章最末了的那一段话。
So brothers and sisters, I call you to pay attention to the end. At the end of chapter 21, it's talking about the glory.
长到一个地步，不见了教会，只见神和羔羊。
It grows and continues to grow to the point that you do not see it, but only see the God and the Lamb.
但是再往下讲的时候呢,
but as the Bible continues to
say,
can you see another question here?
那长到最末了的时候呢,
when we come to the very end,
你看不见神，也看不见羔羊。
That we see no longer God, no longer Lamb. You only see the church.
哎呦，弟兄姊妹，你说为什么是这样？
And then you would ask, why is it so?
神去了哪里？
Where has God gone?
你有没有留意到？ Have you noticed?
The very last two verses we just read.
他说众人都把荣耀归于哪城？
They shall bring the glory and honor of the nations into it.
最后又说全地的那个君王都把那个荣耀归给那城。
Because all the kings of the nations will ascribe the glory to the city. Why is it ascribed to the city? What is that city?
那个城我们说,
that city is the glorious church.
那个是从神那里葬下来的那一个荣耀的教会。
That is the glorious church coming down from heaven from God.
你说怎么教会一出来神又不见了呢?
Then you would ask, why is it that the church appears and God is here?
那前面你就看见神和羔羊显出来的时候，教会不见了。
In the beginning, you see when God and the Lamb appear, then the church disappears.
等到后来教会又显出来的时候，神又不见了。
And when the church appears, then God and the Lamb disappear.
可以有这样的事情吗？
How could anything like this happen?
当然不可以有这个事情。
Of course, they shouldn't. Since there shouldn't be something like this.
为什么地上的人那个时候不把荣耀归给神，要归给那个城？
Why is the people in those days do not ascribe the glory to the city?
弟兄姊妹们，你从字句上面来，你真是觉得很困扰。
Brothers and sisters, literally speaking, this is very troubling. But we thank and praise our God.
21章启示录一开头就指出一个事实，神和人完全的连接了。
Because in the very beginning of chapter 21, the very fact is pointed out that that is the complete, perfect union between God and man.
你看见神的时候，你一定看到在基督里的人。
So when you see God, of course you will see man in Christ.
当你看到在基督里的人的时候，你就一定 就会遇到神和羔羊。
And when you see man in Christ, you would definitely encounter God and the Lamb. They're now unified.
我们感谢赞美我们的主。
We praise and thank our God.
如果我们把神整个的那个安排，从开头一直看到最末了的时候。
If we view the very arrangements of God from beginning to the end.
你看到神在我们身上那个定位是何等何等的荣耀。
Then you will see the very our destined purpose in man is so glorious. I often remind brothers and sisters, don't you ever count the very salvation God has given to us as a common thing. So many people regard God's salvation as not going to hell, but go to heaven. Of course, God's salvation includes this. But it's more than this. We thank our Lord. We shall not perish but have everlasting life. However, we do not stop at this point. God will continue to lead us on. To what extent? To the very purpose of God's original purpose of His creation, man. Friends, when you read the very end of Revelation, you see the God's original purpose for creating man is finished. If you compare all the things mentioned in Revelation 21 and 22 with Genesis
1,
so all the things mentioned in Genesis 1 now happen in 21, chapter 21, 22
of Revelation.
This is God continues leading from the in history from beginning until now. This leading has never stopped. It continues to move on. We thank and praise our God. I suppose I've spoken too much. But one thing I need to mention.
那为什么就是我们就从要从那个圣殿的事情来看到我们今天在神面前那个追求或者是服侍呢？
Why is it we have to view our pursuing of God and our servicing of Him in view of the tabernacle?
简单的来说，
Simply put,
神借着圣殿里边的整个的安排和设计。
Through all the design and arrangement of the furnishings in the Holy Temple,
是把神在我们身上要做的事情给我们说清楚。
God reveals the very matters He wants to perform.
同时也告诉我们，
at the same time He tells us,
我们从与神远离，一直给带到神的目的成全在我们身上，那个路是怎么走？
What is the way for us to walk in who were far away from God? Until now, we've been brought into His purpose.
所以在圣殿的里头，
so in the Holy Temple,
你看到圣殿很清楚，给我们分成三个段落。
You see so clearly that there are three sections in the Holy Temple.
第一个是院子。
Now, first is
就是外院了。
Out court.
另外一个是圣所。
And the Holy Place.
再进一步就是那个至圣所。
And then the most holy place.
那弟兄姊妹，你留意这三个阶段。
Now, brothers and sisters, pay attention to these three parts.
神巴不得所有的人都进到至圣所。
Oh, God wishes that all the people will enter the most holy.
但是在以色列人的日子，除了大祭司，没有一个人可以进到至圣所。
But in the days of Israelites, nobody could enter into the most holy place except the high priest.
进入至圣所的人有多一点，但是也不是太多。
More could enter the holy place, but not too many actually.
在外院里边呢，也稍微多一点，但是也不是全体。
And in our courtyard, more people, but still it's not whole.
全体都是在院子外。
Actually, the multitude of people are outside the courtyard. Yeah, we thank God.
神的设计是叫所有的人都到至圣所。
God's plan is to lead all the people into the most holy place.
但是那个时候没有这个条件。
However, in those days, this condition hadn't been made.
所以神就在圣所里边把这三个阶段摆在那里。
Therefore, God has placed these three
parts there. 从历史上来看，那是以色列人侍奉神的那个安排。
Now, in light of history, this is the arrangement of God's service of God.
在属灵的路上我们去看，那是我们在神的面前从与神无关一直进到活在神的面前那几个属灵的阶段。
Now, in view of our spiritual path, in terms of the spiritual stages of our condition, having nothing to do with God until being brought one with Him.
你从生命的成长来去看，
And if you view from the growth of your life,
你用侍奉神的这一点去看更实际。
And if you view it from God's service, this could be even more
concrete. 我们是一层一层一层的直接来到神的面前。
It's just one stage upon another.
神带领以色列人出埃及的时候，神明明宣告了，容我的百姓去，让他们来侍奉我。
When God led Israelites out of Egypt, He declared that, let my people go so they could serve me.
但是他们怎么侍奉呢？
How could they serve God?
在旧约里边有很多的限制。
In Old Testament, there are so many limitations.
但是这许多的限制没有改变神心里的那个目的。
Even with all these confinements, God's plan, purpose has never been changed.
神要慢慢慢慢把所有的限制都拆掉，而让人直接来到神的面前。
And gradually, God would abolish all these limitations so people could come directly before Him.
我先让弟兄姊妹们先有一个大概的那个了解。
So I just want to share with you this preview, the general understanding of the
thing. 然后以后的那些交通，我们就按照这个次序，这样的从外院看看我们怎么进到至圣所。
And our further fellowship will be based upon this, starting from the outer court and how we could actually enter the most holy place.
但愿主恩待我们。
May the Lord extend His grace to us.
今天晚上的交通只是给弟兄姊妹有一个大概的那个领会到神要做什么和神怎么来做工。
This evening's fellowship is just to provide you with this general overview as to what He wants to do and as to how He will perform what He wants to do.
当我们一进到圣所那个圣殿里边去的时候，你就看到 神所做的是那么具体那么实际的在这领着我们往前行。
When we enter the holy temple, you will see how tangibly, how in detail God has been leading us step by step further on.
我想我今天晚上就和弟兄姊妹交通到这里。
I think I'll just conclude my sharing with you at this point.
我们一同有点祷告。
Shall we have a further word of prayer?
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
因为你没有隐藏你的自己。
Because you have not hidden yourself.
从远古你就向人解开你心里的意念。
From everlasting, you have revealed your purpose.
在历史上你是不住的把你心里所想的给人有更多的明白。
Throughout history, you continue to make manifest what's in your mind.
直到如今你已经把你所要做的很清楚的让我们有一点的体会。
Until now, you have clearly shown us so we could understand exactly what you want to do.
求我们的主借着诗人智慧和启示的灵把你心里的那个意念在我们的里边加强又加强。
Lord, we ask that through the spirit of wisdom and revelation, you would intensify clearly what you want to do in us.
叫我们这些乐意跟随你一直到路中的神的儿女们，我们找到那个准确的路。
So all of us of God's children who delight in follow you all the way till the end will find a very accurate way.
也知道怎样去支取你为我们已经做成功的事。
And you know how to draw on the what you have accomplished for us.
主，我们向你低头敬拜。
Oh Lord, we bow our head and worship you.
因为你该做的你完全替我们做好。
Because of what you should do, you have already accomplished it.
我们就仰望我们的主。
We simply look unto our Lord.
你加添我们属灵的认识。
Strengthen our spiritual understanding.
开我们里面的眼睛。
Open our inner eyes.
叫我们看得见你所做成的。
So we could actually see what you have accomplished.
也给我们够用的信心去取用你所做好的。
And also give us enough faith to draw on what you have accomplished.
我们都等候那一天来到，在荣耀里与你面对面。
We all wait for the very day when it comes that we will see you face to face in glory.
主啊，这些年日你已经常叫我们看到许多不寻常的事。
Oh Lord, all these years you have shown us all the unusual things.
让我们知道你来的时间很迫近。
So that we know that the time of your coming is so urgent.
但愿在剩下的时间里，主啊，你把我们预备好。
Oh Lord, prepare us in the remaining of the time.
你也让我们渴慕在你面前给预备好。
And show us how to long for being prepared in your presence.
叫我们都很喜乐的在荣耀里与你面对面。
So we will see you joyfully face to face in your glory.
我们感谢主。
We thank God.
因为到如今你还用你的话给我们看见光。
Because until now, still through your word, you let us see your light.
愿主领我们走完我们该走的路。
Oh Lord, lead us to finish the way in which we should go.
我们将祷告仰望奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray and ask and looking unto you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.